Parents and guardians will from the 10th of August be able to start applying for a place in a Gauteng school next year. Gauteng MEC for Education, Panyaza Lesufi, yesterday announced that the department will open online and walk-in admissions for grade 1 and grade 8 pupils for the 2022 school year from next year. He stated that the process will take place in two phases, expected to be complete in November. Lesufi says the department has introduced new changes aimed at making the process easier and more manageable for parents, guardians, public schools in Gauteng. His spokesperson is Steve Mabona. Steve, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and to all of our listeners.
Steve, perhaps you could begin by telling us, you know, or explaining to us how the two phases will work and what are the time frames.
Well, the first phase, it means that with effect of today, actually we have started already, and until the 6th, schools are facilitating a process of verifying information in the system. Check on parents' detail, learner detail, and most importantly, the contact detail that is there. Because remember, we'll be sending SMSs via your cell phone that is linked to a child. So quite critical that the information must be correct in the system. Once that process is done, on the 10th, parents will be receiving SMSs to click a link, and that will take them to the system to apply, including those that would not be in a position to visit our schools, or, you know, those that are not in a position to actually apply on their own. They will then be assisted at the centers. We have identified 47 centers that are going to assist parents. It's important to note that the process then, after opening on the 10th, it will then close on the 3rd of September, meaning that the target now is the captive audience. We are talking about grade 7s that are in our public schools. Only those that are being targeted for the first phase, just over 174,000. We know that once we are done with those, then we move to phase 2, which is going to then accommodate all grade 1s and your grade 7s that are coming from the independent schools, private schools, and other provinces that that we have in the country. So we will then open that on the 13th of September, which will close on the 8th of October. And the placement process for the phase 1 will start on the 15th of October and up until the 30th of November. And the phase 2 will start on the 15th of November and end on the 30th of November. So by that time, we should be done with the process and they will be in a position to announce on how we're going to move forward on other things.
Yes. Now, also, we understand that the MEC mentioned that the Education Department, so reporting to him twice a week, were working on a plan to re-engineer schools in Gauteng. What does that mean for the future of the Gauteng schooling system?
No, that actually means that all schools should be accessible to parents that are in Gauteng. And more especially in your areas where you find a school that is using only one language, and meanwhile the community has changed in terms of the demographics. The plan is to look at all those and make sure that we then re-engineer the schooling and make sure that where we add new schools, it should be viable for the system, and where we have current schools that we need to change, we need to do that. And the introduction of mega schools will have schools that are intertwined, are aligned to each other. Like, for instance, if I were to make an example for you, if you have a school in Alexander and a school in Sandton, that you can then have, you know, a mega school between those two schools. And then probably add the third one that is not far from that one. You then change the name, the school name is one, but you then have different areas that are feeding into the mega schools. That's what we are looking at. And then also then transform those that need to be transformed. So it's a process that we will then have an announcement at a later stage to say this is how we're going to be moving on this one.
Certainly interesting, and we certainly look forward to that particular initiative to see how it will work towards uplifting education in the province. Steve, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.